Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. As I was saying just about a minute ago, Steve Bertrand here on the phone line now is Dr. Igor Koralnik from Northwestern Medicine. He is a neuroinfectious disease specialist and responsible in part for a study that grabbed my attention earlier today. Doctor, welcome to Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you for inviting me.
So the story, the headline is nearly a third of COVID patients in the Chicago area had an altered mental state, ranging from confusion to coma-like unresponsiveness. Tell me about this.
Of course. So what we did with the NeuroCOVID Research Group at Northwestern Medicine, we looked at the first 509 patients who were admitted at Northwestern Medicine with COVID-19 during the first months of the pandemic here. And we did a retrospective chart review to find all neurologic manifestation in those patients. And we found out that up to 4 out of 5 hospitalized patients had some neurologic problem during the course of the disease, but also at the time of their onset of the symptoms, 42% of them presented already with the neurological complications. So the main manifestation were muscle pain, headache, encephalopathy, which, as you just said, goes from mild disorder of mental state, problem with concentration, memory, confusion, all the way to coma. Also, patient had dizziness, and as well as problem with taste and smell. So this indicates that neurologic manifestations are very frequent in hospitalized patients with COVID-19.
I was going to say the study said that 32% of the discharged patients with altered mental function were not able to handle routine daily activities like cooking or paying their bills.
That's right. So patients who were affected by encephalopathy, which is the most severe neurologic manifestation in hospitalized COVID-19 patients in our experience, had a worse problem with cognition. And based on the ranking scale that we tested them during their hospitalization, those patients had difficulties taking care of their own affairs at the time of discharge, compared to 90% of patients who 32% of patients with encephalopathy had difficulties taking care of their own affairs, compared to those who did not have encephalopathy.
And yet those who had encephalopathy, I think I did it there, doctor, the virus didn't create that. Is that correct? It was a side effect of the virus?
So we tried to understand why this is the case. In patients who have encephalopathy, we're trying to find out what is causing the problems. The problem can be caused by the virus itself. It can be caused by the fact that they have a multi-system disease, and it can also be caused by the fact that they may have immune system dysregulation that lead to autoimmune problem, and where the immune system is attacking normal component of the brain, which has been confused by the virus.
What does this study do when it comes to understanding the virus or changing any sort of treatment? Is it informational only, or can this create some sort of action?
Can you please repeat the question?
Sure. I just wonder about what the impact of this study will be. I mean, is it informational only, or will doctors and scientists change the way they treat people or the way they accept people after seeing these numbers?
So what we did, which was unique in our study compared to similar studies that were done in China or in Spain, is to look at the risk factor for those neurological problems. And for encephalopathy, we saw that patients who are older, who are male, who had severe disease requiring mechanical ventilation, that means intubated in the ICU, also those who had prior history of neurological problem, like prior strokes or chronic kidney problem, heart failure, high blood pressure, smoking, diabetes, those people were at higher risk of developing the encephalopathy. And so we also saw that mortality was higher in patients with encephalopathy. Unfortunately, up to 22% of those who had encephalopathy passed away during their hospitalization, compared to only 3% of those who did not have this problem.
So that's what we should be. I mean, that's an indicator of death coming then, if they develop that.
Yes, it is. Indication of high risk of mortality, and this is where we need to do more research to try to understand more the mechanism leading to encephalopathy, as well as how to better manage them and treat them.
And the most at risk are older white men, correct?
The patients who were at high risk of encephalopathy were older, male, and also had severe disease, respiratory disease that required mechanical ventilation in the ICU.
Dr. Igor Korolnik, I really appreciate the study. I appreciate your information, and thank you for taking time to join us tonight.
You're welcome.